Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 115. Still blows me away we've done that many of these.
Are we sure it's 115?
Yeah. Yeah, I double checked, yeah. And that doesn't even include the red chairs and stuff. Thanks for making all the noise with the bag right there. That was good. That was great. I really appreciate that.
You move the mic closer, you make a bunch of noise.
Yeah. No, don't touch the mic.
I've done it before. Wasn't right then, it's not right now.
Exactly. Well, I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and joining me tonight are...
Pat. Adam Russell.
The usual crew. Again, open call out. Anybody wants to come down, talk comics. It's fun, it's exciting. Not really, but...
What, comics?
Yes, comics are fun and exciting. And talking about them is fun and exciting. It is. You know, you put on quite a show during the podcast, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I guess we can probably start talking about, we'll start with the TV shows. I thought The Shield last night was fantastic. As we said,
it was not the worst episode.
Right,
you always call it The Shield, and I think of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Marvel's Agents of Shield. No, there just wasn't one this week, which is just weird because it's like they're doing like two on, two off. It's like, you know, there's no Marvel movie coming out this week, so we don't need to promote anything.
And that's kind of the weird thing. With the run-up to Cap, I would think that there would be some
shows
leading into it. And
it's like a good marketing plan.
Well, actually, it sounds like a dumb marketing plan because, you know, if you're going to have to kind of maneuver your shows around when the DVDs come out and when the movies come out, that makes for a weird production
schedule. I wouldn't
worry
about the DVDs.
But, that was why Sif was in the show a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but we did have everybody see the image of Deathlok.
Yeah,
yeah, laser tag Deathlok. I like that. Somebody coined that, and I thought that was pretty good.
What, like 80s laser tag?
Yeah, it looks like he's wearing a laser tag vest, you know, so you can tag him. Someone else said he looks like my bike. So I like that. Yeah, I'm not super impressed with that look at Deathlok.
Marvel fanboys went, he looks so cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's so cool.
Because it was funny. I enjoy, like, on Facebook, like, Newsarama will post that, and then I'll go in to see the comments, because so often, like, I remember, I think it was, might have been on Twitter, or might have been on Facebook, but, like, I remember specifically when Space Punisher number one came out, and I clicked on one, and I read it, and it was, like, the worst thing I'd ever read. Just, it was terrible. And all these, oh, this is great. I'm like, okay, you people either are paid or you're fake or you have no clue.
What are you smoking?
So sometimes I like to go on and look at these just to see what the responses are. And the responses to that were really bad. So it made me think, okay, these are real people, you know, responding. Because I, not necessarily bad, but I mean, Deathlok has such an image. And you're just, oh, we're giving him a fake leg and then we're going to put pants on. So. You know, and he looks kind of burned. It's like, no, he needs the headpiece. He needs the metal arm. You know, if you're going Deathlok, go Deathlok.
Maybe phase one Deathlok.
Yeah.
Phase two.
It's like if you got Hulk and you had Lou Ferrigno painted green now.
Right. You could do so much better. Or even somebody smaller than Lou Ferrigno, just some random guy painted green. It's like, oh.
Ang Lee.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, that I wasn't super impressed by. So, but I guess that's all we really have to talk about for Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'll catch up.
Okay. You're behind on The S.H.I.E.L.D.? I mean, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
On The S.H.I.E.L.D.
And I keep saying, I'll say it again, if they just all had the uniform, I would like it a whole lot more. So, other show news, Arrow. And it's kind of funny because we're all like, gosh, I don't know if I saw last week's. Well, because it's airing right now, literally, as we're talking. Well, not quite yet, but in 20 minutes. So it just seems so long ago when it comes around to when we're actually talking about it.
Yeah.
But last week was the Suicide Squad episode that I thought was great.
That was a really good episode.
Was there like one that was like missed in between? Like, did they skip
a week
recently?
Yeah, they skipped a week.
That must have been what happened.
Okay.
I must have thought I was watching it like last week or something. Or the week before.
But yeah, I just thought they really nailed it. The little Harley cameo.
Yeah,
that was great.
Wow.
I just thought they really, really nailed it. I definitely felt they had the essence of the Suicide Squad. You got the feel. You actually care more about, you know, you're kind of actually worried about Deadshot far more than I care about any of these S.H.I.E.L.D. characters.
Yeah.
But I also like the fact that they killed one. You know, they...
Yeah.
You know,
well, the one that wasn't a real character, the one they made up for the show.
Yeah. But there is a threat. You know, there is a chance that they might not make it. I like that. I thought it was really good. And the little arrow stuff, Deathstroke stuff was good.
Yeah. When we were watching, my wife, you know, saw what happened. She's like, "That Amanda Waller's a bitch." I'm like, "Yep. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Just keep watching."
And then she'll gain weight.
Yeah. But also, like, there was one part, little things, like, somebody pointed out the hotel was the Ostrander.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very good.
Yeah, I thought that.
Because John Ostrander wrote the Suicide Squad back in the 90s, 80s and 90s. There was something else they made reference to. Oh, they actually showed you what Argus stood for when he was talking to Amanda Waller in her office.
Yeah, it was
I forget what it meant, but it made sense. Just overall, I love the little things they throw in there, the little throwaways. I'm ready. I bet we'll see a Suicide Squad show this fall without them, you know, having hyped it up. It's already cast. They don't even have to worry about that. So, and you can have Diggle making cameos with his girlfriend and all that stuff. So, I thought that was really, really well done.
Well, CW will have to become the DC network.
Yeah, hey, well, the W is Warner, so.
Yeah.
But that's okay. If their entire lineup was DC shows, I'd have no problem with that.
Gotham is on Fox.
Who knows? And Constantine's on NBC, so. Whatever.
Oh, I thought Constantine was on CW, too. Yeah.
It's funny. I listened to this one podcast. I'm not going to name names. But they say all these things that just... And I want to scream at them. So it's one of those things I'm kind of very conscious of. I try to be conscious of here. Is I'm sure there's times where people are yelling at
Marvel's
listen to.
Not stupid!
Well, I have one customer. Hi, Matt. Who... keep saying, I got to come in and set you straight on Marvel. So, I hope you're listening. Come on down. You're always welcome. This week they were talking about Letter 44. Well, they're talking about Charles Soule. The one guy's, like, obsessed with Charles Soule, which is kind of funny because he was the one who said that Thunderbolts is his favorite book, but you have to close your eyes to read it because the art's so bad. It's like, no offense, that really shouldn't be your favorite book then. You know, it's a pretty big knock against it. But it was funny just because they were talking about Letter 44, and it's drawn by someone, I forget his first name, but his last name's Albuquerque. And they were also talking about American Vampire, which is drawn by Raphael Albuquerque. And he's like, yeah, it's the same guy, and he really has two different art styles that he uses. And I'm like, it's not the same guy. They also tend to botch names pretty bad, which... I do make an effort. Although, that we use Joe for very well, you know, especially those long Italian names Marvel likes to use.
Yeah, Joe, how would you pronounce it? Oh, yeah. Wait, Joe's not here.
No, Joe's too good for us.
I thought he was over there sitting by Ryan Sargent. Oh,
no,
wait, he's not here either.
I know. I miss those days when we had like 10 people. But those went on for like 2 and 3 hour podcasts, too. I remember some of those. Lucky to get home before midnight. I forget what else I was going to say about that other podcast I was listening to.
I don't know. We went from
that was the big thing. Just making some errors. The one guy really likes Arrow, and the one guy doesn't like Arrow, but he loves S.H.I.E.L.D. So, you know who I pay more attention to.
Someone got hit in the head a lot. Yeah. That's okay.
Walking Dead this week.
Tasha Yar's House of Soylent Green.
I don't think so. I think everything's going to be just fine. Although
hunky-dory.
Everything's been hunky-dory so far.
It has been.
Other than the whole apocalypse and governor thing.
It's going to be fine. They found the perfect place. But it was another case where there was so much information given to you on The Talking Dead that I don't know why they didn't put that in. Like the fact that Atlanta was originally called Terminus.
Yeah, that was
cool. That was really cool, but... don't throw that in The Talking Dead. I think I figured out there are so many commercials on The Talking Dead and little things where they're just showing a picture and putting little graphics up. I think there's only like 20 minutes of talking in that entire hour.
Yeah, that should be a half hour.
Because I'm
show.
Sitting there watching, and sadly I didn't tape it, so I'm watching it on demand, and it's just like, more commercials? Really? Oh, you came back, you talked for all 30 seconds? Oh, we're back to commercials. That was kind of neat how they had the mullet guy on there. I did enjoy that.
He looks
really
different without the mullet.
I'll take you a picture.
Sudden, Adam's holding up his camera.
I was trying a three picture.
A three picture.
Yeah.
Like a panoramic picture?
No, like a...
You're freaking me out, man.
Like a collage type deal.
That'd be cool if you did it.
I can't get me good. I'm not good at this.
Okay.
I'm trying to get people candid as they're talking.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we won't look at you. Okay.
Don't we have to sign releases?
Yeah.
Well, only if he uses it for money.
Actually,
monetary purposes.
Sucks.
Are you going to be selling it?
Here. I'll make it better. I'll use my better side.
Look at Colin.
That just looks really funny. That's a good one. That's not a good one, Pat.
But that he looks like he just, like, crapped his pants or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I did. Sorry.
Okay. So, yeah, that's good. Talking about pictures that people can't see. Yeah. Click. Oh, everybody's changing the channel.
That's why I just described them.
Walking Dead was good. Adam mentioned earlier that the little relationship between Michonne and Carl was getting a little creepy.
I didn't take it. I think it's more like a big sister.
Yeah, I can see that. Still but creepy. it was still a little. The Glenn running I found was a little odd. Only in the sense that you're going to exhaust yourself, and you really can't afford to be exhausted
during
this
apocalypse.
World.
Yeah. You know, all that gunfire in the tunnel. I mean,
yeah.
Have you ever been in a tunnel before?
Not with gunfire,
but any little sound.
And how did they not get hit either? Get down, brrr, But it was nice Maggie and Glenn getting together.
Zombies
that was good.
Got hit, though.
Yeah, well, of course. They didn't know to get down.
Well, they heard.
But they,
they're too busy.
They don't hear
anything.
No, when she said get down, they started breakdancing.
No,
they started doing the thriller thing. And
I've been waiting for that to happen on that show for so long.
I'm sure it happens a lot during between takes. You know,
anymore, I expect like zombies to come out of any show that I watch anymore. If there's not zombies, I don't understand.
You don't watch it? If there's no zombies,
I watch
it's crap?
It. Okay. I just don't understand.
It's like the news.
I don't understand what... Why...
Stop.
What?
So.
Stop what, Colin?
Well, it looks like somebody's pulling up, so.
Who is
Let's
it?
Start, I don't know, but.
Is it Chad?
So I may be distracted here. But there's books we read last week. Let's get on to that. Because I want to finish with going into previews, but I figure we'll do that last and see how long that goes. Everybody's showing up. Daredevil. I read Daredevil last week. I was looking and I read all of two books last week. That's the reality of the comic book business. There's just no time.
I wish there was time, but there's never time.
But there's no time.
No. Well, you guys have time.
Oh,
really? I thought I had like a
it's
job
always,
and stuff.
It has
well,
to
you
do with the comic book business. Only comic book people do anything.
That's not what I meant.
The rest of us are just out earning money to buy comic books.
No, all I mean is I read less now than I used to, which is terrible.
Maybe
but there's
you're
just,
getting old, Colin.
No, but there's just I can't read them here at the store because there's all well I can, but there's other stuff that needs done, so I try to get that other stuff done.
Did you think when you opened this store that you were going to be able to read more comics?
Yeah, because I'd have access to them because I'm like, cool, I won't have to. You know, buy
but
everything,
it out
but
it didn't work out that way.
Not quite. No.
Well, it's because there's so much on the shelves.
The best part of it, though, I do have to say, is the fact that I read stuff that I never would have read. The chance of me picking up Punk Rock Jesus probably would have been slim to none. Six Gun Gorilla.
You wouldn't have picked that up a long time ago.
But if something's horrible, you can just put it back on the shelf and let someone else buy and go.
Right. Right.
Buying that.
And when I sell out, go. Red Daredevil. Sorry, a bunch of people walked in. Distracted.
Red Daredevil.
I read.
He's always red.
I read
no,
Daredevil number
yellow.
One, but it was good. I don't see any reason for a new number one. But the issue was fine. I probably hadn't read the last 8 or 10 of the previous run, so I didn't know exactly where it was all going. But it was on the same vein. You know, it had the same feel that it had.
I thought it was kind of weird, though, that the police were using him a little bit. It almost seemed a little bit like the Moon Knight issue a couple... last month. Like,
well, I did not read the digital comics that got him to California, so maybe it was explained in there.
Oh, okay.
And I probably will never read those only because they...
They're not on the show.
Well, they will be. They'll eventually collect them. They keep collecting all the Infinite comics. But then they put them out in a $35 hardcover, which just... Yeah. I mean, not a hardcover, but a $35 trade. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm not even ordering that. I'm not even going to, you know, bother with that. You know, stuff that's already been out there and $35. I mean, come on. If it's already basically been paid for digitally, I'm guessing, your printing cost on that book is not $35 or, you know, a portion of that. It's got to be pretty small. So, but, yeah, so I read that.
It was good.
Sorry. Okay, open shout-out, because I just got another question. They're doing a Batman-Superman World's Finest crossover. So here I am. I'm slamming DC. Parts 1 and 2 came out, and Part 4 came out this week, and Part 3 isn't coming out for a couple weeks. It's not my fault. But that was pretty poor planning.
It's like Hawkeye all over again.
Yeah.
You're like a big jerk, Colin.
I know.
Not everybody thinks numbers are as important.
That's right. You're right. You got me there.
Numbers
yeah.
don't mean
numbers
anything.
Numbers don't matter.
That's true.
See? So what else did you read?
And then the only other thing, I read Superman Unchained, which is good. I had a big problem with the very second or third page because it started with, there was like a little weird little text thing, flat little flashback talking about something. But then it had Superman looking at the world where all these missiles had been launched. And Wraith was standing behind him with a gun, which that must have been how the previous issue ended.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, they're like, oh my gosh, they launched all these missiles. The next page, you turn, and they're flying off together. I'm like, whoa, so this holding the gun, kind of, you just dropped that whole pawn. Now, granted, since it's been, what, 6 months since the last issue came out, I couldn't remember specifically, but I just found that very odd that they just kind of dropped that point so quickly and easily.
It's been 6 months between issues of
that? No, it hasn't been that long, but... Really? Breaking news, child flown to hospital after dog attack. Thank you.
oh, man. We gotta go.
I hope that child's family doesn't listen to this podcast, because you just right. totally pissed them off.
Well, I'm sorry. I just didn't feel that was breaking
news.
That
was
always
dog.
That's
I'm
always my favorite.
Cool that again. Case.
My favorite on the nightly news when they say, oh, breaking news, a man has been stabbed on the south side. News at 11. It's like, really? That's breaking news? I mean, oh my gosh. Look, somebody tripped on the sidewalk. Breaking news. You know, if you're going to say it, have a little more information, please. Okay, I'm sorry. But Superman Unchained, I'm enjoying. It's ending at 9. I knew that Snyder and Lee weren't going to be on it forever. I didn't realize it was a miniseries, but one of the things they did tell us at Comics Pro was that they're like, oh yeah, it's always been a miniseries. And we're all kind of like, what? I definitely don't remember you saying this was going to be a miniseries in the beginning. So so that's that. The only thing, I did get caught up on Justice League 3000. I read 3 and 4. And I'm really enjoying that book. That's a fun, twisted, interesting, bizarre little book. Just a nice little diversion.
It's
just one of those books that doesn't matter in the sense of, you know, it's not continuity, it's not any of that, but it's just, it's fun, it's different, and it's fun seeing these guys just kind of play with these bizarre ideas.
Well, maybe it is, though. I mean,
who are you?
Now that you find out that they're not them, and they're other people that have been, you know, not...
Right.
You're just going
to be have been modified.
Yeah.
Is it backwards?
Yeah. Oh.
It's backwards. Oh, okay.
Got it. Yes, Adam is backwards.
Wait, we're actually recording a podcast. I don't have to act it out.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't work. People can't see you through little holes.
But seriously, I did like that.
Yeah.
The Justice League 3000 books. The bad guys are weird, though.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of the bad guys.
Well, she can just blink people out of existence.
Right, and then the other
that.
Guy can, like, go into people. Like, went into her sheriff friend.
Yeah.
Look like Lobo guy.
Not Sheriff Lobo.
No.
Sheriff Lobo?
Just a good old boy.
I do like how it turns out that they're on Earth.
Right, that was interesting, yeah.
Earth's been turned into, like, a prison planet.
Now, I guess my only question is, because doesn't Legion take place in the year 3000 and on Earth? So wouldn't that, if they try to do something there, I don't know. I thought about that for about a second, and then I'm like, meh.
Meh?
Yeah, how, I don't really understand how there... Maybe Legion doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, nobody's reading it, so... Sorry, Legion fans, but there aren't enough of you.
Get more people.
Or at least for this current run. Okay. Pat.
Yeah.
What else did you read?
I read...
Oh, look, you wrote it down.
Yeah, I wrote it down because I was...
He's making notes.
Running out of the house this morning. Letter 44.
Okay, I'm a couple behind on that.
It's pretty... You finally see the aliens.
Okay.
So it's finally getting somewhere with that. So you might want to catch up on that
one.
I will.
They're at home, waiting to be read. My pile is very large right now.
Mm. Badass number 3.
Didn't read that.
You didn't read that one?
I read 1 and 2. I just haven't gotten to it.
3's pretty good. It takes you more back to when he was in high school. And then he gets into an accident. Because you know how they show his face is all, pockmarked and all that? Yeah, no, he becomes, gorgeous and because of this accident and all that. And, you kind of see the beginning of him.
Don't you hate accidents like that?
It happens all the time. Kind of sad it's just a 4-issue miniseries.
Yeah, there may be more. It's just one of those tests in the waters.
Could be. Fuse.
Badass 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, could be. Harley Quinn, which is another goofy book. Fantastic Four. You didn't read that either.
I read the first one. I haven't read the second one.
Second one's all right. And I read Supergirl. Just because it was tie-in.
Like a Red Lantern.
Yeah, tie into the Red Lantern.
How's that been?
It's okay. I mean, it showed her getting the ring and all that, but I think that could have been a couple panels in the other book. And
okay.
It was all right. But I'm not a big Supergirl fan anyway, so.
What? Don't tell Supergirl.
What, she going to be mad at me?
Yeah.
She's a Red Lantern. She's mad all the time anyway.
Exactly. Don't tell her.
What did you read, Adam?
Yeah, Adam. Did you read anything? Did you remember how to read?
I read backwards. I read Alley. And
what did I read?
I don't know. Maybe read that Spider-Man annual?
Yes.
Any good?
No. Not really. I mean, according to Superior Spider-Man today, though, it explains
how
Wrath got... is that her name?
Yeah.
Wrath? How she got where she is, which I didn't care... could care less about, doesn't do anything.
That wasn't a pressing question, because you demanded it. We're going to tell you how she got there.
Not really. It was just, I didn't think it was... Excuse me, I didn't think it was told very well. I don't know. It just wasn't the greatest of stories. What else did I read?
I don't know. What else did you read?
It was just like a little one-shot. No,
I caught up on some Green Lanterns. The story that they have is going on. It's pretty good, but it's taking its good time.
See, I stopped reading New Guardians. I'm still reading Core, and I'm still reading Green Lantern, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. The Guardians, I'm turned off to it. It's like, okay, I get it. He's the White Lantern. Great.
Yeah.
Do something with that, or don't.
Yeah, I'm not really, I mean, it's okay, it's not a bad book, but it's just not getting anywhere. Another book that's kind of not getting anywhere is, I just had it, yeah. Oh, not Justice League Dark, but the whole Trinity, what is it, Blight thing?
Okay.
Even though it's way past Blight now, and it's still called Blight. But the story just keeps going on. But I'm a little confused. What my thing is, they're making a weapon to, and I may have talked about this before, but they're making a weapon that's supposedly supposed to work off of magic.
Okay.
And to attack the big bad that's coming after the crime syndicate. And I don't really get it why. What they're going after, because we don't know what they're going after, like what they're using this weapon on. But the only character I know that's affected on magic is Superman.
Yeah, but if the one that they had captured was Shazam, or their version of Shazam, Majash or whatever.
Yeah, but he's magic anyway.
Right, exactly. He's magic. So if you got him, just somehow get him to fight whatever it is.
Yeah.
You don't like.
So I'm not really sure about what's going on there, but it's not a bad book. The only problem is Pandora does not, it's like they don't communicate very well with the writer of Pandora, because it seems like they're not behind, but like what I read in Pandora is exactly what I read in the previous issue, which might have been like, I don't know, whatever it was, Justice League Dark or something. So I don't really know what what's going on with that. Pandora is not my favorite in that. Phantom Stranger's okay. It hasn't been horrible. And then Justice League of America. Did it come out last week?
No, I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Stargirl finally comes into her own.
Yeah,
and I was
that book ended really bad.
Yeah. Well, no, there's still one issue left.
Yeah, but it's still the conclusion of what, you know, it turns out she didn't get out at all, though that was part of her little nightmare thing that she was dealing with.
Yeah.
And the whole thing that threw me off, it was a whole bunch of things that hit me all at once. Like, wait a sec. How did that happen? Whenever she said that she breaks up, she saves them from being in the prison that was Firestorm.
Yeah.
Batman was there.
Yeah, Batman's not there.
And I kept saying, as I'm reading it, I'm like, wow, they really screwed up here. Because I thought it was really happening as you're reading it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, they did it. They broke him out. But then Batman was there. It was like, either they screwed up or something's not right. And sure enough, something wasn't right. And it turns out she didn't do anything that she was doing. So, I don't think that issue ended very well. That's
kind of been a weak book for the past, probably 4 issues.
Yeah.
I guess that's why it's ending now anyway.
Yeah, it was just a very, very weak, weak book. Oh, well, you start a book with a good writer like Geoff Johns, and then you throw somebody else on it out of nowhere.
Well, that book was created solely to incite Trinity War, which has led into, Forever Evil. So, that's really what the book was just a bridge book.
It is.
To get you to whatever the next event is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Read anything else?
No.
That's horrible.
That's a podcast.
That's not a podcast. We still got previews to go through.
Colin, what did you...
Colin didn't read anything.
Colin?
Colin's all like...
Colin?
Colin's all like, I own a comic book store. I don't read comic books.
I sit here, and I use the cash register all day. Mr. Moneybags.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
You would think he'd at least read Scrooge McDuck comics or something like that.
Let's talk about Colin's faults.
Of which there's many. I don't think we have that kind of time.
Yeah, I don't think we have enough time. Oh, Colin's back. Everybody. Colin just left.
Now he's walking
away again.
God.
We have to... I don't know what's next on his agenda, really.
He wants to talk about previews. Because a new era begins Superman.
Yeah. Hang on.
So you do want to talk about Superior Spider-Man.
Well, since we've all read it.
We got to yell spoiler.
Well, you don't have to
yell
it, but yeah. Okay, we got spoiler alert!
If you're listening live... Oh, wait, you can't be.
Spoiler alert. Nobody listen if you're going to want to not have Superior Spider-Man around.
No, we don't have to give away spoilers, but all three of us read it, so we can discuss it, try to be spoiler-free.
Spider-Man.
Right. Mary Jane became Spider-Man. Yeah. I didn't see that coming.
No.
No, but I thought it was good. It was interesting. They revealed the Goblin, and the fact that basically I'm saying they revealed who the Goblin is kind of tells you it ain't Norman, which I thought was very interesting.
Kind of makes sense.
It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense, but I'll give him credit for that. Just in the sense, sorry.
You're it's okay.
But yeah, that was a twist I wasn't even thinking of. You just assumed it was Norman. And
right.
Well,
how did they explain the hole in the chest that they showed before? That's what I'd like to know.
Who knows? Spider-Man wasn't even there, so who knows?
Was he?
No, I'm just saying it could be anything. Do you think Norman really has a hole in his chest?
Yeah.
It looked like I remember when they showed it. I'm like,
he have a hole. He has like a scar.
Right. Well, but it wasn't. It looked like almost like the thing took a rocket blast and it broke away.
Yeah. It was
really you really wouldn't heal that way from getting spiked by a glider. So.
Well, let's test it. We can go all Mythbusters on.
Sure. Let's call those guys up.
Yeah.
What would happen if you were hit by a goblin glider?
Well, but then also
die.
We had a return.
That didn't happen.
And then at the end we had a return of a character we haven't seen in a while. That was interesting, right? That they certainly didn't promote as being in this issue. So,
which is odd.
I'm a little surprised I didn't sell out because I figured people would be all over that one. Yeah. But they weren't. But I did sell out a Silver Surfer, so which
it was a guess.
Well, it was a guess.
You shouldn't take guesses.
Well, how else can I order? I only had like two holds for that.
You're the comic book guy.
My problem with reading that one, it was very much. Now to be fair, I read the all new Marvel Now .1 special part right before it, and it definitely had a very big Doctor Who vibe. Like Dan Slott just wanted to write Doctor Who, and is using Silver Surfer as his means to write a Doctor Who story.
Well, that's the best character you use for that.
But it just, yeah, it kind of felt, it didn't feel like a Silver Surfer story. It felt like a faux Doctor Who story. So, not my favorite. Yeah, I don't want to give away anything on Spider-Man.
I was going to say, that's a very spoiler-free Spider-Man.
Yeah, I didn't want to give anything away. So, sorry. We spoiler warning for no reason.
But last week's podcast, you said somebody comes back.
Yeah.
So, I...
Yeah.
It was Ms. Lyon.
It was not Ms. Lyon.
It was Uncle Ben, and I... That it used to be that was the one rule.
When he came in the Spider-Man suit and all the tights.
Yeah, he didn't not look good. It looked like that one...
Well, he came there was back that as one... undead.
Yeah.
So
no, there's no zombies in Spider-Man, other than Morbius.
Morbius isn't a zombie. He's a vampire.
Right. Okay.
Jeez, Colin.
What about Carrion?
You're a comic book guy. I thought you were like...
Oh, there we go.
Kinda.
But that's, do you know why Morbius is a living vampire? Do you know why?
I do.
Because he was fighting an illness.
Wrong
answer.
Because the comic code wouldn't allow you to have...
Oh, you meant actually...
You couldn't have undead in your book, so that's why he had to be the living vampire.
Oh, I thought you meant his actual word.
No, I meant the reason he was the living vampire.
Well, you weren't specific enough.
Well, I'm sorry, Pat.
I understood.
Well,
Pat's not staring at his phone either.
Pat, you know...
You're not even paying attention.
We need to give him crayons. And
yeah, oh, like that'd be good. He is a graphic designer, so he could probably do wonders.
He could probably
color
all your Pittsburgh comic bags while we're sitting here.
I don't do that.
Why didn't you think of that?
That's college, Joe.
You could do so much better than I could, because I do not have that graphic design background.
Color it.
I have an econ major. So
and not only that, he could read more comic books instead of doing other things
if
while
you
you're doing
can't
other
handle
things.
Coloring yellow.
Anyway.
Okay. Anywho. I guess let me do the what's coming next week, because I kind of want to leave the previews for the end in case people turn off.
That's a podcast.
No. But next week, this week was a huge week. Next week, not so huge. Next week, back to kind of normal. I wonder if this week was so big because it was the end of the quarter and they had to get every book out. Because I was looking, we got Avengers, New Avengers, and Uncanny Avengers, and Avengers Assemble all this week. It's like, that didn't really seem like good planning. And we're not getting any Avengers next week. So, wait. Hang on, I might be wrong.
Justice League?
No, and I'm getting Mighty Avengers. So, yeah. No, Justice League, yeah. Justice League. Justice League got pushed back to May.
So, is just Justice League getting pushed back, or is everything getting pushed back
because
of that?
Well, Justice League and Nightwing, my guess is Forever Evil got pushed back for whatever reason, nobody's saying. My guess is that Justice League and Nightwing are epilogues to it, so they obviously got pushed back then.
Yeah, but can they start like the next story in Justice? Well, Justice League of America is going to Justice League United, so I guess that doesn't matter.
But they can hold that off, you know. So, okay. So next week we have Action Comics 30, which is the beginning of the Doomed storyline, which I'm guessing
is Doomsday.
Angel and Faith season 10, number one. That one has a good steadfast following. The second Aquaman book comes out next week. Aquaman and the Others. So we'll see how that one goes.
I don't know.
Aquaman and his amazing friends.
Yes. Well, I just don't know how they're tying him into the Lost storyline, but that's okay.
Will he have, like, Mrs. Sea Lion?
No. Caliban is coming. That's a Avatar book with Garth Ennis. So that could be interesting. Dead Letters is coming from Boom. I read it. Very, very good. It'll be very interesting to see it in color. I just read a photocopy, so some of it was a little muddied and washed out, but that was just due to the nature
of
the beast.
Color.
Yeah. Deadpool versus Carnage.
I will be reading that.
That's going to rock. And Detective 30. The only reason I'm pointing out Detective is this is the first one with Brian Buccellato and Francis Manapul on it. So it's a new creative team on that.
And it didn't get a new number one?
No, no, DC doesn't
stupid
do that.
Stupid DC.
Yeah.
If they knew what they were doing.
You're right, you're right. Field number one, that's a new Image book. Guy wakes up in the middle of a field with like a gun and something. So
it's pretty aptly named.
Yeah.
Field.
Guy and gun field. With field.
Guy and gun with field, yes. Inhuman number one, finally, the book you've all
been
waiting
for. I've been waiting for that forever.
No, you've been waiting for that for as long as you
for
can remember.
For Infinity?
For Infinity, yes. So, you know, this was supposed to be rolling right out of the end of Infinity. So, finally, it's here. Don't be so excited. Magneto number two. Number one was interesting. I want to see where it's going. Moon Knight number two.
Mr. Knight.
Yeah, I read number two, the digitally online thing.
Was not as good as number one?
No, it was not. Sadly, sorry.
That's a shame.
Starlight number two. Now, number one definitely was very good. So I'm looking forward to that one. Ultimate Spider-Man 200. I know Adam's been patiently waiting for this book.
Well, if Peter comes back, I'd be patiently waiting for that book since I killed off Peter Parker.
Okay. He's coming back in it, so
probably.
No, I don't know. And then what if... What?
Never mind.
Oh, What If Age of Ultron number one, starting that. That's a weekly book. I like the What Ifs. The only thing I don't like... I like the What Ifs that are a one-shot. This one, it's when they do them four or five parts, it tends to...
Yeah, but
get
the
a little stretched
Age of
Ultron
out. Was a what-if.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so I don't know.
I mean, it...
We'll see how it goes.
What if Wolverine didn't go back? Well, that was
right.
What you saw at the first part.
Right, well, Mr. Cynical, Mr. Negative.
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to take my mantle.
I told you earlier what my nickname was.
Mantle?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Okay, so let's dig into the new previews came out today, and honestly, I haven't even cracked it open. The only thing I did look was at my retailer one, because I always like to look at the Marvel variants, because that one month when it was like 87 variants, I was just like, ugh. But one thing I noticed was there are no match two variants in this one, but it's also because there's only one Marvel number one in this book. So they didn't have the, you know, order this, you know, exceed 200% of Hawkeye with your order of Iron Fist and get something. So they didn't have any of those. So, start on the main book, just for fun.
We need a Chogakin Hello
no,
Kitty.
No, no, skip through those pages. Although that...
I don't think the listeners want to listen
Vampirella
to us talk about
good.
The Marvel books.
Yeah, that's true. We normally start there and...
We're not talking about Marvel.
So we'll bypass Marvel right now.
Okay, we get it, guys. You don't like Marvel.
We get it.
Oh. I like Marvel, I just don't like what
they're
doing.
We're getting a Big Trouble in Little China book?
Yes, we are. I knew that was coming.
You didn't say anything.
Nope. That was one of their big things they were most excited about down in...
Why not?
sorry. I guess I'm already talking about Marvel. Sorry. On page 29, I'm looking at the Guardians of the Galaxy Free Comic Book Edition. And that is just the strangest cover. You have Captain Marvel with that weird headpiece thing with the hair coming out the top. It's just, that is such a weird thing. Covering her ears, just, that's weird. But then this face mask thing on Star-Lord looks like he's a robot or something.
He looks like Cobra Commander from the G.I. Joe
movie.
Yeah,
just, it's a very odd thing. Cause, I think because it doesn't have his hat.
Yeah.
So you just have his hair. It's just a very weird...
Did they give him that jacket for the movie, or do y'all have the jacket?
I don't
know. That's definitely the movie jacket.
That's definitely the movie jacket. That's definitely the movie Venom.
Yeah, I was going to say, so does that mean Venom's going to show up and Captain Marvel's going to show up in Guardians?
Nope, you can't. Can't do it.
Okay.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Free Comic Book Day edition.
Yes, everybody is excited about that.
Green Ranger forever, man.
No, he's not even there because the White Ranger is there.
So
that's Marvel's and DC's as Futures End, right?
Yeah. And then they're also doing a second. They're both doing
is
the second
Is Walking
ones.
Dead doing one?
I don't think
do
so.
One.
No, they only did that one year. Which is just, it's always finds very funny because the whole theme behind Free Comic Book Day is it's supposed to be kid-friendly, all ages is the idea behind it. So yeah, Walking Dead, sure. Yeah, that's all ages.
Yeah, but wasn't it the first issue? That's kind of kid-friendly.
No, the it Negan was wasn't no, no, it wasn't the first one. It was the was it the Michonne special last year or something?
Was it?
I think so. You're also getting a Rocket Raccoon.
Yes, because who doesn't love Rocket Raccoon?
They should do a Negan, all age Negan for
sure.
All age Negan, like Negan.
It would be a silent issue.
FFFFFF.
Okay, keep moving to Dark Horse. So, one thing, Dark Horse was very excited about this Witchfinder book because they asked, or somehow a discussion with Mike Mignola and Dark Horse was like, you know, who do you want to write this? And he said, well, gosh, he'd really love to have Kim Newman write it, who I guess is a big novelist. I'm not familiar with the name. And I guess Kim Newman decided, they asked, and they said, he said, sure. So, apparently that's the big news. I don't know who Kim Newman is. I apologize for that. Okay, The Goon is back. Well, okay, good. But it's a one-shot. Okay. The Goon ships very, very, very sporadically. People really like it, but yeah, it just does not come out often. I think it just hit, like, issue 33 was its 10th anniversary or something. Give you an idea of how, just how sporadically that one shoots.
A little bit more than three issues.
Yeah.
It's a quarterly.
Not even that. So.
I was never good at math.
That's okay. So I'm just looking. There's really not any new number ones. Dream Thief is just kind of continuing from the previous series. It did okay. New Emily the Strange. She has a following. It's not huge, but there's a following.
Is the Star Wars an ongoing?
No, that's only an 8-parter.
Okay.
Or I guess technically 9 because they did that 0.
I was getting kind of worried because of the whole Disney thing.
Oh, neat. They're reprinting the original ElfQuest stuff from the beginning. That's good. I never actually read any of that.
Cool, like that.
Yeah, some do. Sorry, just not a lot to jump in. Dark Horse is just kind of putting out their stuff.
RTR,
which isn't a problem. Ooh, a Hound limited edition bust. Only $150. That's a lot.
But it's limited.
Game of Thrones stuff.
There's a...
Legend of Zelda stuff. Oh.
That Nightcrawler looks a little weird.
Oh, it's a statue.
Yeah. The what?
The Nightcrawler. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all those. I've never ordered any of those because basically the way they were described to me is they looked like they were gnawed.
Yeah.
And they do not... They're not well done. So I've never ordered any of them. Okay, DC... Infinity Man and the Forever People. New Dan DiDio, Keith Giffen book.
Dan DiDio comes on to books for like a few issues, then he laid this.
Yeah, we'll see how it does, but that's neat. Hitting some Kirby stuff. Justice League 32, we still got Lex. And look at that, he's holding the Bat Cowl and the Bat Belt.
He's going to be Batman.
That would be awesome.
Bat Lex.
Ooh, here comes the Chief and his treacherous Doom Patrol to the new 52. Interesting. More Futures End stuff. I'm intrigued by this. So,
I am too.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, new Lobo.
Yep, new Lobos in the Justice League United.
People are gonna be like, oh yeah.
Yep, Justice League Dark. Now the neat thing. This is neat. This is just to give you an idea of something that I don't want to say accomplished at Comics Pro, but one of the things we talked about was. If they could make the variants like these, they did the robot chickens, they did the scribble knots, they did the steampunks, the mads are coming up next month. We just said we'd love to have them, but when you do it as a 1 in 25, you know, and I'm ordering 40 copies of this book, I can get one. So there's no real point to doing it. And let's say I have, you know, luckily I have one guy who wants them all. Well, sadly, I have two guys that want them all.
Yeah.
So I can't get two. I'm not bumping my orders to get that second one. And we're like, you know, why are you're spending, I'm sure, a good bit of money to make this second cover, and you can't be making that many of them. So they're doing bombshell variants this month for the books. And they just announced yesterday that they're making them, there's no requirements. We can order as many as we want. Huh. So, and some people are saying, you know, depending on the image, we might end up ordering more bombshells than regular covers. So I think this might be because those, you know, the statues have been a hit.
Yeah.
Isn't that defeat the purpose, though, of if you get more of the variants, it defeats the purpose of the collector's value of them, though?
It might, but we're
but then it'll just switch it.
Right, we want to meet demand, and, you know, if the, there's a, you know, if I feel there's a big demand for these.
Isn't it funny, though, that there would be a demand for it, because that's kind of why you get variants, you know what I mean?
Yes and no. A random variant cover, if you like the art and stuff, but this is something where somebody might say, hey, I want all the Bombshell covers.
Yeah.
And let's say, you know, I can, you know, maybe do sets. Hey, if you want all the Bombshells.
I guess the only way it could do, it could move it to just that issue cover instead of the Bombshell, you know. Mm-hmm. That one
yeah, but it more doesn't necessarily need to be rare. I mean, there's probably going to be less of the Bombshells anyway.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, that might be just something somebody wants to have, not necessarily for the investment value, but just because they think it's a cool-looking cover. Like the 3D covers, you know, do any of them really hold their value? I doubt it.
Huh. And the Joker one isn't so worth, like, $50?
I don't
know. Damn it.
I don't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
So is this the, this might be either the first or the second new Flash with Robert Venditti and Van Jensen doing it after Buccellato and Manipul left. So Aquaman, tons of Aquaman, two Aquaman books. We'll see how that goes. That's a great Green Arrow cover.
Yeah.
Justice League 3000. Oh, we got a little Green Arrow now. Oh, that's right, because he got shrunk down by her.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
He's like the Green Atomica.
Right, right. But at least he's flying now. How's he flying without his little cape there?
Good question. He's not supposed to be.
I know. It's crazy. One thing, I don't remember seeing any of these are final issues, because I know some of these, you know, there's some question, like I heard you guys talking about Pandora and Phantom Stranger. I don't know how well they're doing. They're doing well here, but I have a good, like, Vertigo crowd, and I think those are almost more Vertigo books than regular DC books.
What, Pandora?
Yeah.
Do you think they're selling well with Pandora's selling pretty good?
It does okay. I mean, it's not as bad as some other books.
So. My only issue, I don't have an issue necessarily with the book. What I have the issue with is that it doesn't, it seems like they're behind all what's going on with the whole Blight thing.
Okay.
Like, they're telling the story I already read, like, okay, in the last issue of the part. I'm just like, well, that's boring, because I, you know, these coming out all the time, it's like, oh, I'm going to read it the next one, and you're just reading the same story you just read.
Okay. Oh, Superman 32. Jeff Johns and John Romita Jr. on this one. So that's cool. And interestingly enough, it's not a new number one. It's just issue 32, which I like.
Don't forget about Earth 2. Did you mention that?
I didn't, but it's just kind of the next issue. But that one's doing well. I'm just trying to highlight new stuff. But now we have the Doomed stuff. Definitely looks like we got Doomsday coming.
Are they going to kill off Superman again?
Well, you know what? It's kind of funny, because I really thought that this Superman would come in after Doomed. So we're, maybe if they killed him off and then they brought him back in that. That's how I thought it was going to work. Obviously, I was not correct.
This seems so quick to be doing that.
Yeah. They need to do something with Superman. It hasn't been doing
great. Yeah, but they did that in the 90s, and it didn't. What did that really do for Superman?
It did. It boosted it. That's a great Superman Batman cover, or Batman Superman.
Yeah.
Jay Lee, that guy can draw. Batman Eternal, I'm looking forward to this.
Hey, it's what's his name? The Japanese Batman.
Okay. Yeah, they're in Hong Kong.
Hank, yeah.
Professor Pig. Trial of Jim Gordon. What? So, I'm looking forward to that. Like a weekly Batman book, I think that's going to be good. And is this the penultimate issue of Zero Years here?
The what?
The penultimate.
What's that, man?
The issue before the last
issue.
I've never heard that before.
Okay. And Detective.
See what I mean about the crayons?
I know. Uh-oh, Hunt for Robin concludes. Now he's battling. Oh,
he
very cool.
He has to battle Ra's al Ghul.
Wow, that's a really good cover for Batwoman, too. I like that. Batgirl, good cover. Harley, good cover. Harley Quinn Zero Director's Cut. Holy cow.
What is Robin actually in on that cover?
Looks like a little tomb or something.
Is that what it
with
is?
Devil horns.
I guess that's what Ra switched his body from what Batman Barry in it, because I doubt Batman
Red Hood
Barry
and the Outlaws.
Yeah, that'd be kind of messed up.
I've heard some comments about the Red Hood and the Outlaws cover now that Lobdell's back on it, and I can kind of see what they're saying. That's a little trampy.
Yeah, well.
Sinestro, I'm getting a lot of pre-orders for Sinestro, so that's going to be good.
Have you got a preview of that?
Mm-mm. No, I don't get previews of DC stuff. Okay, Larf Lee's final issue. That's not exactly a surprise.
Boo.
Kind of impressed it made it 12 issues. No offense.
It's all right. It's a goofy book.
Batman 66 meets the Green Hornet, written by Kevin Smith. And Ralph Garman. I've heard that name. Maybe with his podcast or something. Art by Ty Templeton, cover by Alex Ross.
Well, at least it's not the Seth Rogen version of the Green Hornet.
No, no. Now we're getting to the bat, because a little bit ago we had the Superman and the Lois Lane celebration, 70 years, big hardcovers. Now we're getting into Batman and Joker, which is cool. I think that Joker
I like
is going to sell well.
Yeah, I really like that.
Cool. Batman Unwrapped, Quarter Hours, just doing 1 through 11, just the pencils. Very cool. Yeah, Justice League of America, Trade Paperback Volume 1. I don't know how much demand there's going to be for that. That series really never got anywhere.
Did you hear us talking about that? It was a bridge series. I mean, it was really brought in. The whole premise, at least, of the first volume was, let's set up Trinity War. Mm-hmm. And Trinity War ran into Forever Evil.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, and now Forever Evil's over.
And it hasn't done anything.
Just,
yeah.
Yeah. It was always there to just kind of be a bridge.
Yeah. Green Arrow hardcover. I'm happy about that because those books have been out of print. And that's pretty nice. 1 through 15 in a hardcover for only $30. That's a pretty good deal because that's, you know, at least two trades. Cinder and Ash. I don't know anything about this other than it's Jose Luis Garcia Lopez art. And I love his art. He's fantastic. And I wish he did more. So I don't know if this might have been an old series written by Jerry Conway. That's cool. Okay. Kids stuff. American Vampire sold out of that, so that made me happy. So that means actually sales are better on it now than they were. So that's kind of cool. Vertigo stuff. Good. The Wake finale. That was good. I didn't read the new one that came out today, but that one's been good. New Sandman statues.
That's really cool.
I had that before. They did that before. My only problem is it's $300. I don't think it was $300 before.
Okay.
It was very cool, but that's...
Yeah, I don't know if it's $300 cool.
Yeah, that's pricey.
Because I don't want to get divorced.
Okay, you've got a Harley bust. That looks good.
Yeah, Harley's bust always did look good. Oh, you... Never mind. Sorry.
Some new figures. Ooh, Mr. Freeze statue. Cool. Batman
like
black and white zombie statue. Yeah, I don't think we'll be ordering that one.
That'll fly off the... Look, it's only limited to 5,200.
Yeah, I think they might revise that one down a little bit. A couple more Scribblenauts sets. Those sold well for me. Oh, you could get a Swamp Thing Scribblenauts. A Mercury?
Yeah, they're like all...
Oh, sweet. Who's that guy?
White Cyborg?
Yeah, I don't know who that Cyborg guy is. Arkham City 4-pack. That's pretty cool. Wow. How many times are they going to do this Jim Lee Batman statue? Yikes. Okay.
Well, when they stop selling out, I guess they'll stop doing it.
Okay.
Sandman and Death bookends.
They have a bunch of the Scribblenauts. They have a bunch of the Metal Man. Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah.
Mercury and...
No, that's not a Metal Man.
That's like Cyborg. That's like gold.
Yeah, but there's a Wonder Woman that's gold.
Yeah.
Reverse Flash.
Oh, they changed the Batman's outfit. That's
okay. On to IDW. Now, I was very excited about this first one. because I have a bunch of kids that come in looking for Angry Birds comics. I like it's Angry Dirk. So that's cool. I'm excited about that. You guys might not be, but I am.
It looks
are
like
there really kids coming in for Angry Bird comics?
Mm-hmm. And there's Angry Birds and everything.
Yeah, the it's Angry Bird Month, so the variants are Angry Birds. Angry Birds Star Trek. They were excited about this. The City on the Edge of Forever, the original teleplay they're doing as a comic book. I guess they changed the original one, something like that. I forget. And the Watchmen Artifact Edition, which is interesting. Now, these are...
Is it all pencils?
Well, it's... I wonder, what's the difference between the artist edition?
I don't know.
Oh, well, the artist edition line produces only complete stories. Artifact editions allow IDW to present books, even if all the original art cannot be obtained, and will include extras such as advertisements, colors. Okay. So it's Watchmen, but it's not going to be the complete Watchmen. Which kind of stinks.
These are actually funny. The Angry Bird variant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the Ghostbusters one with the pig Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Okay, we got ponies, we got turtles.
No Angry Birds?
Not on everything. Transformers, Joe.
That might sell good, this Watchmen Artifact Edition.
It might, but like I said, it's not the full Watchmen, so...
Oh, that's stupid.
Catch up.
Nice. We were just talking about that. Jeez. Okay. Just looking for anything new or different here in IDW. Not that their stuff is bad. Just spotlighting issue 12 doesn't seem to make any sense. Lust. Steve Niles, Ben Temple Smith, Menton. Yeah, I'm probably sell quite a few of those. I have my Niles or my Menton and Temple Smith fans. New Ashley Wood, Adventure Cartel. Very cool. Okay. Image. Wow. You know, like I said, I haven't looked at this yet, so we'll see what Image... Because Image always has a bunch of number ones. Outcast. They've been talking a lot about this. This is, I think, one of the Kirkman... Yeah, this is a new Kirkman one. So that's going to have its fan base built in. Although I hope he doesn't do too much and can keep Walking Dead going. The Wicked and the Divine by Kieran Gillen and Jamie McKelvey. Cool. They've done Phonogram. Most recently they did that Young Avengers book. Red City looks like a crime book. The Super how do you pronounce that? Super
Annuated Man.
Okay. New Ted McKeever. He just did that Miniature Jesus. Wildfire by Matt Hawkins and Linda Sajak. Interesting. Because Stepan Sajak has done like a lot of the Witchblade stuff and artifacts and things like that. So that's interesting. I'm guessing that's his wife or sister. I don't know. I don't want to overshoot. Alice Cott doing Darkness. He's been real big. He did... you know what I read? I'm sorry, I know this is way out of place. Secret Avengers I read, and I thought was very, very good from last week. Completely unexpected, but he wrote that. That's the only reason I'm bringing that up.
Okay, I was going to say...
Yeah, no, just, he wrote that, and I was...
just had a moment like my wife does where she starts talking about... Well, we talked about it 3 weeks ago.
No, yeah, I like that. Following. No, I like that. And I was surprised because I did not like the previous Secret Avengers one, but that new one I did like. Sorry.
I like on this next page, The Walking Dead... In Espanol.
Yes, I do not order this. I would be happy to if anybody's looking for them, but... And then we'll just get
them. They're only up to volume 4?
Yeah.
They got a long way to go.
Oh, yeah.
They can learn English quicker than this will catch up.
Yeah.
Whoa, nice cover on sex. Holy cow.
I like how we're both.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah.
That's really tough.
Oh, okay, yeah. When you get there, you'll notice it.
Now, one thing I've noticed, The Walking Dead stuff, all the covers post... The war has this woman with long brown hair. I don't know who she is. So I don't know if something happens at the end of All Out War and we're following a different group or
something. All I know is after all this time, she should be more prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, really? Marvel Select Villain Zombie Magneto action figure. That's like... I know they did the Zombie Spider-Man, the Zombie Hulk. I'm going to say Magneto's a little late.
Yeah, he's...
Can't imagine you'll
have actually, Magneto never, in that book, never got a chance to become a zombie.
Yeah, I don't remember him being zombied, yeah. And then also you have the Amazing Spider-Man 2 movie statue. And I got to say, that's actually a pretty good looking statue.
Yeah.
I normally don't do the movie stuff.
They took the costume a little back to the
Yeah. It doesn't have the orange eyes. I really did not like that with...
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
In the from the first one. Oh, a Guardians of the Galaxy Mini-Mates. That's crazy.
Rocket Raccoon.
Yes. That's probably the chase figure, isn't it? Let's see. Which one's the chase figure?
Is this guy trying to figure out if you're open or not?
I don't know. Well, maybe not. Sometimes there's a chase figure. Maybe he comes with the Groot, whatever the Groot 2-pack is. Okay. Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing.
Well, the fun part of getting into the chunk of it without having looked at it before.
Scratch 9, Cat of Nine Worlds.
Afterlife with Archie, still going. Man, that has been... Although, is there a new issue in here, or is it just the ad for the trade paperback? Yeah, I don't see a new issue. But I know it's supposed to... No, it's supposed to be an ongoing. Sorry, I was anticipating what you were saying.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Wow, Fathom Annual number 1! Yeah, when don't we get a Fathom number 1? Avatar. Oh, it's getting so... Oh, Mort. I'm saying that. They are not... Oh, new Brian Lee O'Malley graphic novel. Good. People are always looking for more stuff from him, so that's good. Brian Lee O'Malley did Scott Pilgrim. And just there's not, he doesn't have a lot of stuff out there.
The Jay and Silent Bob figures
with, mm-hmm.
with alternate heads.
With the store behind
yeah.
them.
Yes. Oh, both figures you make the RST video diorama. Cool.
Well, it's still pending license or approval.
Yeah, well, hopefully Jay, or hopefully he'll agree to it.
Kevin tells him to. He's
but
to.
Yeah, now Boom. Now they had talked about some of the stuff. The Empty Man, Big Trouble in Little China. They were very excited about this stuff, and it was funny. They were all excited about Big Trouble in Little China, and I looked at them like, okay. They're like, what? I'm like, I saw it in college. That was a long time ago. I could not honestly tell you.
Also, you're not making these comics necessarily.
There's
for
Six
you.
Gun Gorilla.
No, but they were excited about the book, and they didn't know why I wasn't excited, and I'm like, Six Gun Gorilla trade paperback, very happy about that.
I like the cover of that.
That was the cover of issue 1. Yeah. Yeah, very happy about that. I will have a large stack. Amazing World of Gumball. Okay.
That's a cartoon network.
That's a stupid
Thank you.
Show.
Thank you. I look at this stuff and I just go, I don't know. I tried watching Adventure Time. I honestly did.
I can't watch that one either.
Sorry, now I'm just kind of looking. Oh, Vampirella's back! Wow, that was like a whole month we didn't have a Vampirella issue. And with 9 covers. 10 covers. I love they have main cover and then cover A. It's like, oh, okay. So 10 covers, yikers. Or, and I could get my store name on one, but the problem with those, if you see them, it's like, it sounds really cool, but you have to order 500 copies, which is an awful lot of copies. The Blood Queen. It almost looks like it should be a Zenoscope book.
How does...
Doodle Jump? What's Doodle Jump? Video game. Oh, no. Okay. I don't know what Google Jump is. Good. More Dresden Files. I just had some people asking about that today. Good, good, good. Oh, that is sweet. That's awesome.
$6 million mask.
The little kid one that has the packaging, because the eye on the toy, I had the toys, and you could look through his eye like it was a bionic eye, and he literally had a hole through his head for you to look through, so it's just very funny what they have, the eye, no eye, and just a blank thing. That's very funny. And even like the on the cover where he's taking the guy's face off, I had that guy where you could literally take his face off. Very cool. Sorry. Flashing back to my youth.
I wouldn't have gotten that, so that's...
You're welcome.
So how does this work exactly?
How does what work?
This, like, you get a signed copy.
Well, these are special, right, but it's $30.
Yeah. Nobody ever asks you for this?
Sometimes. I order them for them, but it's not something I order for the store.
Yeah.
New price guide covers. Those are two good covers. J.G. Jones Batman or Campbell Vampirella? For the new Overstreet
Price
Guide.
I like the
Batman
one because it looks like it's a Norman Rockwell. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, we got some new stuff from Oni. I like Oni. They just seem to be nice people. I was the cat. Yes.
I thought you were going to say I was the walrus.
No, cuckoo, cuckoo. I had fun last night. I don't know how this, whether the conversation was, but my wife and kids were in the kitchen. I was on the sofa. I think I was doing the email. And somebody said the grease is and left it there. So me being the kind of person I am sitting in the living room said, what did I say, Pat?
The word.
You are correct. And my kids were like, what? And I'm like, what?
I've never even seen the movie, but I know that that's...
Right. You've never seen the movie?
No.
Okay. And so then, of course, I'm on the computer doing the newsletter email, and then immediately went to YouTube and played that and played a bunch of the other songs, to which my children looked at me like I was insane.
Are you insane?
Which, no, but it really wasn't that much of a stretch.
No, because insane is a legal term, not a clinical one.
I've seen that look before. New Doctor Who coming from Titan. Got a 10th Doctor and 11th Doctor. And they're these neat, cute little figures, which are great, but you have to order like 25 copies. And
you don't sell 25 copies?
I do not sell 25 copies of Doctor Who. So. But hopefully, maybe these will take off a little bit. Yeah, they were very excited. They were very excited about their stuff that they had coming out.
Pinocchio Vampire.
Yes.
Player. That's awesome.
Yes, I'm glad. Now, I'm very happy that Top Shelf has this because it used to be at, I want to say Slave Labor, but whoever had it, it just kind of was out of print. And I could never get it to sell it. So I'm very happy that, it's the complete edition. Cool. That's $25, 528 pages. That's a deal. So, but yeah, just the concept, you know, here he is, he grows, you know, he lies, he gets his nose, he stabs the vampire.
Yeah, I can see that.
I love vampires. Or he just, you know, headbutts him or whatever.
You have potential, you have potential.
Yeah, that is funny. Yeah. Okay, Viz, I don't do any of the manga. If you want anything manga, I'd be happy to order it for you, I don't order it because...
It sits.
It sits, and it's expensive. You know, at 10 or 12 bucks a pop, that's a lot of money just to have sitting on the shelf, not moving. Okay, now we're into the pinup books.
They're art books.
The Dirty Rendezvous and Naturally Sexy books with the blurred out covers. Yeah, okay. I do get some of these. Like, I'll get the Guardians of the Galaxy. Not the those books.
What?
But the Guardians of the Galaxy, the Superhero Dictionary, My First Dictionary, you know, Brief Guide to Superheroes. Some of these I'll get. Some of them, it's like, oh, I'd really love to, comics, A Global History, 1968 to Present. Great. $35. Maybe not so much. Maybe I'll pass on that. Doctor Who, the Shakespeare notebooks, I might get that. Why not? You know, a lot of this. Oh, there we go. I just sold the Empire Striketh Back, and now we have the Jedi Doth Return. So the Shakespeare Star Wars have been quite popular. Okay, calendars. That means we're getting ready to plan for Christmas, or at least the beginning of the school year, I guess. Now Marvel is doing a chess set, so these are starting to come out.
Kang and
the lizard, and that lizard looks just like the other lizard. But interesting, you got the Hulk 2-pack. And DC Chess, what do we got? We got Killer Frost and Booster Gold. We got some more Bat Cycles. We got some more Star Trek ships that do much better than I expected. Trading cards, I really don't do. If you want them, let me know. T-shirts, always. If you see a T-shirt, let me know. I have trouble ordering them for the store just because I never seem to get the right size, so I tend to only get them when I can get them on sale, too, because if you look, like a XX is $21, and so I'm kind of hesitant to take a shot on something that's not going to sell for $21. That Batman number one, I probably will be getting one for myself. That's a good Arrow one with Deathstroke on it. That's cool. Some more Harley shirts. Harley shirts sell very well. Ooh, a Groot bust. Very cool. Ooh.
That is cool.
Yeah, $55. That's not bad. I'm not Daredevil t-shirt. That's cool. Yeah, some of these hats. Yeah. If they weren't those flat brim, I'm not a big flat brim. Although, you got a Back to the Days of Future Past. X-Men hat. That's cool. Okay. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle bust banks. If they weren't $23, maybe.
They're much. Not the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles. That, no. That's a plus.
Okay, that Batman classic silicone tray, that's a very definite possibility. But it was funny. It kind of it's goes to show just what the imagery, what works and doesn't work. I can sell the Batman and Superman logo ice cube trays. Those sell like crazy. I got like the Spider-Man one. Nobody was interested. Iron Man. In the current one, the previews order's due tomorrow, so I'm still working on it. But it had the X-Men logo ice cube trays. I'm like, really? A circle with an X? That's nothing cool. But like, this is the Batman one where you got the Batman logo, biff, bam,
zap.
That's the
Batman 66.
Yeah. So that's cool. Oh, that's funny. The Kill Bill Crazy 88 box set. That's funny.
Like the Slimer gelatin mold.
Yeah, pass.
Yeah,
Big Bang Theory action figures. Gosh, everything is please inquire. Thanks, guys. And they're afraid to put their own price on it. Game of Thrones action figures. That's cool. Who doesn't love Game of Thrones? Firefly action figures. Wow.
It looks like the old
really
Kenner
small.
Packaging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little 3 3/4 inches. But those still might sell. People love their Firefly.
There's Terminator in there, too.
Yeah. Oh, the Snake Mountain statue. That's pretty cool.
Ooh, Starfire Bishuju. Yeah, that'll work. How tall is that Rocket Raccoon thing? Doesn't say. 1/10 scale. Well, what's 1/10 the scale of Groot?
That well, he's doesn't like, what, help. 7 foot tall?
Yeah, so it's just, I love that. They don't tell you how big it is, it's just 1/10 scale.
Because you have to know how big Groot is in order to figure it out.
A lot of these Japanese things that I do not do.
Holy Jesus.
A lot of them, their clothes come off. Just letting you know. Lots of Doctor Who stuff. Lots of Star Wars stuff. Although those don't look... They have some Imperial mugs. They just don't look really that great. R2-D2 egg cup. Sure. Star Wars barbecue tongs. Okay, Star Wars salt and pepper shakers.
Disney's got to make their money back.
Apparently, they license anything.
I thought George Lucas was bad about that, but I don't remember Star Wars tongs.
No. Adventure Time mug. Angry Birds little fun packs. I'll probably get one of those. I've done real well with the My Little Pony ones. Here we go. Harley Quinn coffee mug. That'll sell.
Justice League Pez.
Sons of Anarchy Wacky Wobblers, because nothing says fun like Sons of Anarchy. Oh, some cool glasses. Good, good, good. Yeah, we've got some Marvel, like, classic image glasses. I love that. Oh, a Monty Python lumberjack motion statue. That's tempting. Star Wars replica keychains. Those I will get. You got a little Imperial cruiser. You got the Millennium Falcon, and you got Slave One. Those are cool. Now we're into the games, but I really don't do much in games. But again, if you want something, let me know. I will gladly order it for you. I just don't tend to order a lot. Okay. Not going to get into the Marvel one right now, but it is interesting to see that it's 1.2 is the second issue of that new series, because I honestly did not know where how it was going to go. Was it going to be 2.1 or 2.2? So it's 1.1, 1.2.
But you asked for it, and they made the number. Right. Make sense.
And then the other thing is, in Original Sin, there's a new thing called Original Sins Classified, and then Original Sin 3.1 through 4, but they won't tell us what it's about.
Did you notice in those art pages that Nick Fury...
No, we're not. I happened to hit that page.
Did you notice in those art pages that Nick Fury was... The old Nick Fury was in?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, that's the whole art page right here.
Well, because maybe... Oh, that's right, because he is in Original Sin, yes.
Yeah. The original Nick Fury.
Yes.
Not Nick Fury Jr. Jr.
Correct. Okay. Well, that's all. That Adam?
That's a podcast.
That's a podcast. We'll talk at you next week. See ya.
Shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe, super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah. Ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build a mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society, studio with Cerebro, mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets, demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drift's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip.
drop the beat out. I'm gonna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock, when I'm killing it, yo, please. Shots to your chest, you're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun, I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch, eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap, I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest, making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on.